Welcome back. This is the sixth session of the Be Happy Now series. And over the course of these teachings, I've been sharing simple steps that you need to create happiness in your life. You've taken the first step by listening and working with your companion book. Stay on course. You're almost there. If you haven't already done so, be sure to download the PDF version of the companion book that goes along with these teachings. You can get it for free at yourhappinessway.com/companion book. Then just put in the password happy. This teaching is about consciously manifesting what you want instead of accidentally manifesting what you don't want. It's important to realize that everything that is was originally a thought. Thoughts are very powerful, and thoughts create things. You might want to ask yourself, what are you thinking? That's a very important question. You see, thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. It makes sense, doesn't it? If thoughts are things, you should choose the ones you want, right? You heard this in session 4. You did the accompanying exercises in your companion book, and now I want you to hear it again. That's how important this is. This is something I learned from Wayne Dyer. Write it on your mirror, on the dashboard of your car, on your refrigerator. Put it on your bedside table. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. You may want to stop in your pursuit of what you want and ask yourself, what am I? What am I resonating with? Because you can affirm all you want, you will only attract what you're in energetic alignment with. If you follow the practices set out in this series, you have all the tools and techniques that will bring you into energetic alignment with your good, with what you want. The teachings I'm giving you throughout this series are all about consciously resonating in a way that will manifest the life of your dreams. In case you're not happy about the people, situations, or things you're attracting and experiencing in your life, you should know that on a very deep level, you do have some responsibility. Stuff happens, but you have a choice as to how you react and look at your situation. It's going to rain. You choose to dance in the rain or not. Certainly, you're not bringing in unwanted or unhappy situations and relationships into your life on purpose. But in some way, you're aligning with that energy. You're aligning with that frequency. Think of it like a radio station. You are tuning in. You're probably doing it unconsciously. Things happen in life, and there are many ways to interpret events and situations. You see, it's your interpretation that is key. You can choose to look at the same situation from a victim perspective, such as, this is a disaster from which I'll never recover. Or you can look at the same situation from the perspective of, this is a lesson I must learn. Or, this path is perfect for my greater good. I may not be able to see what that is right now, but I know that in looking at it in this way, my greater good will unfold. The following quote by Wayne Dyer illustrates what I'm saying. If you think about shortages, you're going to attract more shortage. If you think about what's missing, you're going to attract more of what's missing in your life. Have you ever noticed that the same things keep cropping up in your life? The same situations, same relationships, same problems, but with a different cast of characters? I mean, you react in a similar way, you feel the same feelings you've been grappling with all your life, only the timing is different, and so is the location and the people. But there is a common string running through all of it. It's like watching a soap opera. You can come back to it 5 years later and pick it right up because nothing has really changed. The beauty here is that it's all trying to teach you the same lesson. The presentation may be different, but the message is the same. And once you learn the lesson, all that stuff will stop happening, will magically fall away. And that's what this teaching is all about. I'm sharing with you how you have been creating situations, events, and even relationships unconsciously. This is all about learning how to bring into your life what you consciously decide you want. So how do you do that? How do you consciously manifest what you want? And this brings me back to what I always say, thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. Thoughts are energy, like things are energy, just in a different form. And if given enough attention, will eventually become an actual physical manifestation. That's why it's so important that you think the thoughts you want to manifest. Now, when you realize that we have over 65,000 thoughts a day, that task seems daunting. How in the world are you supposed to be aware of that many thoughts? And you can't be, because most of them are subconscious anyway, and we're completely unaware of them. The good and the bad news is that approximately 95% of those thoughts are nothing more than repetition. And when you know that your beliefs form your thoughts, you can realign your beliefs, and that's when your thoughts change. Now, in order to really use the law of attraction effectively, you must be in alignment with what you want. Of course, making a decision and affirming what you want is the beginning. But let's talk about being in energetic alignment. We attract situations, things, and relationships or people to us that are in energetic alignment with how we are resonating. In other words, the same frequency. Once again, think of it like tuning into a radio station. You attract what you're tuned into. So, if you were to give a label to your overall energy field, what would that label be? Refer to your companion book and ask yourself, what label would I give to my overall energy field? And be honest. To get where you're going, you have to start from where you are. So be brutally honest with yourself, and then you can go where you want to go. So just to give you an idea of the kind of answer you could have, you might say, my energy field is quite positive. Or, most of the time, I'm pretty negative and doomsday-ish. Or you could say, I complain a lot about things. Or I feel fear often. Or I have an angry and aggressive or jealous disposition. Or you might say, I have a loving and compassionate understanding nature and therefore energy field. Now, certainly we all have some thoughts and feelings that correspond to everything I've just said, but that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you to identify what you believe you are resonating with most of the time. Of course, if you're walking down a dark alley because you've run out of gas and you don't know where you are, you may feel nervous or fearful, but that isn't your normal state of being. I'm not asking you to identify with what you're resonating with a small amount of the time. I'm asking you to identify what you're normally resonating with, and that will give you a great big clue as to why you're attracting what you're attracting into your life. Ask yourself this. Are you waiting for the evidence of something good to come about before you decide to feel positive? Naturally, we feel great and uplifted when something positive occurs, but if you're waiting to feel good or positive until something happens, then expect to wait a very long time. You see, the action starts with you. You make the decision. That's the beginning of conscious manifestation. You decide to decide. Make a decision to determine exactly what you want to produce in physical form in your life. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? Remember the saying when you were a kid learning to catch the ball or bat a ball? My dad and possibly yours always said, keep your eye on the ball. Well, doesn't it make sense that you have to have a ball to keep your eye on? And in this case, the ball is your goal or your desire. So write down what it is you want and be very clear about it. And write it as if it's complete. Here are some examples. If you want financial prosperity, you could write it like this. I am enjoying a life filled with financial abundance. Or, for example, if you're looking for your significant other, you might write it like this. I am grateful to be enjoying life with my loving partner. You get the idea. We've brought it all into the now as if it's already occurred. And there are many reasons why you start with the words, I am. First of all, anything you say after I am is affirming that you are that and in the present moment. I am. These two little words have incredible power and are yours and yours only. Wayne Dyer devoted an entire book detailing the power of using I am. And the king of affirmations, R.J. Banks, says, the power of the I am unifies each of us with the power of God. I am means I am with the creative power of God. I am one with the creative power of life. I am one with the creative power of the universe. So it's important to start by using the words I am and finish with your desire as if it's already occurred. Now, in order to be happy, happiness is the way. Becoming successful requires a successful demeanor and successful thoughts. To attract love into your life, the same holds true. Loving thoughts bring about love. The way to is actually the way through. So once again, you want to resonate with what it is you want. Understand that if you are thinking thoughts of lack and limitation, that's exactly what you will be experiencing. If you want a raise and you feel deep in your heart that you're either not worthy or there is no way your boss is going to give you one, then be sure that's exactly what you will manifest. Take heart and don't let this truth discourage you. This is a process. And with practice, you will learn to have the positive feelings and beliefs that will line up energetically with what you want. Now, you can see how very important it is to identify what your energy field actually is. Because until you're truthful with yourself, how are you going to know what to do or what needs to be worked on? So again, don't skip this step, as it's probably the most important thing you'll do in order to manifest your desires. Write down everything you think you want, no matter how big or how small. Before you can manifest or attract what you want, you really have to decide what that is. So many people never identify what their actual desires are, and this is really important to do. Write down what you're wanting. Yes, write down your goals and what you want to attract in the way I've just explained. Simply and clearly identify exactly what you want. If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? I'm always surprised to find that many people don't write down their goals. Just the process of writing your goals down will go a long way in helping you attain them. But if you go one step further and determine why you want to achieve this outcome, you make your commitment to getting there that much stronger. Doesn't it make sense that if you have many reasons and important reasons to achieve a goal, your desire is enhanced and therefore your ability to get there becomes more of a certainty? Define your why. Ask yourself this question. Why do I want what I want? Write down a minimum of 3 reasons why you want that particular goal or outcome. And if you can write down 100 reasons, then write 100. Don't skimp on this step or say you haven't got the time. What could be more important than achieving what you want in your life? This is for you, so make the time. The other thing you must do in order to manifest what you're wanting on purpose, instead of accidentally manifesting your worst fears, is to watch your thoughts. So write this down. I am now watching my thoughts. You see, you're affirming in writing, using the powerful I am, to watch and notice what you are thinking and saying to yourself. So how do you watch or listen to your thoughts? This means you must employ the observer, which was taught in the third session of this series. You start by asking yourself these questions. What am I thinking right now? What am I saying to myself? Now make an intention to notice what words, sentences, and feelings you're habitually having that may be undermining and getting in the way of what you want out of life. Let's say you notice you're saying something to yourself that you know isn't going to get you what your desire is. What do you do? Okay, first recognize that it's in opposition to your good. Just recognize it and take a nice deep belly breath. Put your attention into your body. You really can't do more than one thing at a time, so I'm asking you to redirect your attention away from the disempowering thought and put it into your body. Then remind yourself what your intention actually is, and then you say your affirmation. Simply affirm what you want. The idea here is that you want to spend more time giving attention to what you want in a positive way than what you don't want. Here is an example. Let's say you want a bigger house and you believe you're always affirming that desire, but your words and thoughts sound something like this. Darn, my house is so small. How can I live in this shoebox called a house? I hardly have room for my clothes in this tiny house. I really can't stand everyone being underfoot in my teeny tiny house. I wish my house wasn't so small. So many people, I should say most people, think about life in the way I've just described. They constantly bemoan what they don't want and believe that they're thinking about their desire, but that is not the case. Every sentence I just said was perfectly designed to bring you a tiny house. And if you're not careful, you'll end up in an even smaller house. So when I ask you to observe your thoughts, it's imperative that you notice when you're creating exactly the opposite of what you want. This can be such an ingrained habit that it takes a lot of consciousness to recognize when you're doing it and then turn it around. But you can do it. For many of us, the goal may be fitness or better health. You want to be slim, healthy, and attractive, and you get on the scale every day and attempt to diet and exercise. And you find yourself saying things like, I want to lose weight, but I love to eat too much. I'm so fat. Darn, I'll never lose those last 5 pounds. I'm as big as a house. Look at that belly. Now I'm asking you to notice these disempowering thoughts and recognize that thinking like that will simply get you what you've already been getting. And in this case, it's an overweight or unhealthy body. This teaching is about learning to think the thoughts that will bring you what you want in life and to notice when you're thinking of the thoughts that are doing just the opposite and then redirecting your thinking. Once again, when you notice a disempowering thought, take a nice, deep, slow breath. You may want to go back and listen to the section 3 on the observer. This gives you in-depth teaching on observing or witnessing what is going on in your mind and therefore in your energy field. This is something you need to conquer if you want to create your life on purpose. Yes, this takes work, just like everything else. But instead of throwing your hands up in the air and saying this is too darn hard, think about it for a moment. Isn't life a lot harder when you're always feeling disappointed? When you're feeling like a have not and always noticing people who are the haves? Do you want to be a have not? No, I don't think you do. So get off your backside and make a decision to do something proactive to achieve what you want. You can do it. Don't become overwhelmed because you can do this. Just take one step at a time and keep your eye on the ball. Keep listening to these teachings. Do the exercises in the companion book and you're well on your way. And in the long run, you'll be a lot happier. You'll be a lot happier even in the short run. Just as soon as you begin to do something proactive, something positive, you'll feel better about yourself. And then it's like a rolling stone. The better you feel, the easier it is to do more positive things. It goes back to what I said earlier. The way to is the way through. Happiness is the way. Do something positive and you will immediately feel empowered. And I'm going to repeat this, and I want you to write this down. Happiness is the way. Do something positive and you will immediately feel empowered. So start. Just start with something small and begin to build one thing on top of the other. That will make you feel happy, and that feeling will begin to permeate your energy field. Then when the question arises, what are you resonating with? You can legitimately say, happiness. And isn't that the whole reason you're wanting whatever it is you're wanting? So you can be happy? Don't you want things because you believe they will make you happy? Don't you want a more loving relationship, more money, a bigger house, or a better job because you believe those things will create happiness? No matter what it is, you can probably trace the end result to being happy. And you may be saying to yourself, no, Lorraine, I want to be healthier. Okay, then let me ask you, don't you believe that being healthier will make you happier? Yes. It's all about happiness, isn't it? Let's make it very simple. The way to happiness is through happiness. Do something simple that will cause a happy feeling, and then continue to do that and watch how things improve and fast. Let's talk about one of the best ways to change your energy field and begin to resonate with positive things and therefore bring positive things into your life. To bring happiness into your life. Decide to create an energy field filled with love, appreciation, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, and peace, and to resonate with those qualities. You must realize that if those qualities permeate your being, that your life will become beautiful in all of those ways and in ways you've never even thought of. The best way to mitigate hate is to replace it with love. To mitigate anger is to replace it with peace. And to stop feeling like a have-not is to have appreciation and gratitude for what you do have. So the idea here is to fill your mind first with thoughts of love, appreciation, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, and peace. Let's talk about love first. It's wonderful to love a person, to love your children, your partner, your friends, your pets. And when you do love, and the more you love, the more you begin to resonate with love. So for example, I love the obvious, my son, my husband, my daughter-in-law, my dog. But I also love elephants. I just love the way they look, the way they move, their interesting gray color, their big ears, their tusks. I especially love their beautiful big feet and their tiny tails. When I think of elephants, I feel loving and happy. And that's the idea. So who and what do you love? Go to your companion book and see the following. It says, write down the names of people, pets, and anything you love. Write the name of your friends that you love, each pet that you love now, and have loved, even if they're no longer here. Any past love that you still feel love for. Each of your children, your parents, your grandparents, and any other family members you've ever loved. Even your teachers that you loved. The ones that taught you so much. The idea here is to put your attention on loving instead of what you're not liking or even what you're hating in your life. And I'm telling you that the way to create the life you want is to put your attention on what you do want. It's time to quit thinking about what you don't want. Now, in case you're thinking, but Lorraine, love isn't uppermost in my mind right now, and you're having me put my attention on love. Why? Because love is a positive, uplifting emotion. And we're not necessarily talking about romantic love. By putting your attention on love, you will change your field into one that is attractive and magnetic. Then you'll attract positive things into your life. such as more time to do what you love to do, more money to buy what you love, or to help people that you do love. If you are putting your attention on what you don't want, then that's exactly what you're going to attract: stuff, people, and conditions that you don't want. Now write down everything you're grateful for and that you appreciate in your life. What do you appreciate? This is very important. Be sure to be grateful for the things that you think are really small, like simply waking up in the morning. We all should be grateful for waking up, and it certainly beats the alternative. So as you wake up in your cozy bed, appreciate the feeling of your sheets, the warmth of your blanket, the softness of your pillow, and then appreciate your hot shower. How about your breakfast? Appreciate it. Notice how wonderful it tastes and how fortunate you are to be eating breakfast in a world where so many go hungry. And how about the sunlight coming in through your windows? Appreciate it. And the birds singing just outside your window. I could go on, but that's what I want you to do. Write down what you're grateful for in your life. This will do so much to change your so-called luck. And the reason is simple. When you're in a state of appreciation, you have created an energy field that will attract more in your life to be grateful for. So pay attention. And like you may have heard before, keep a gratitude journal. Make it a practice to write down at least 3 things every day that you appreciate in the space provided at the end of your companion book. The beauty here is that when you have that in your mind, you begin to look for things in your life to appreciate. Now, isn't that a better way to face the day rather than looking for things you don't like or for things that make you miserable? Now, write this down. What or who do you feel compassion for? And write down those you don't have compassion for, and that's part of your assignment. It will do you good to develop compassion for those people. Remember, not only will you feel better when you're feeling compassion, but your energy field will be enhanced, and that's what this teaching is all about. I love this explanation of compassion that I recently read. It gave me a great reason for looking to feel compassion towards people I simply didn't understand, or people I was in judgment of, and those I felt anger for. And it said something like, give people a break and assume they had a good reason for doing or being the way they are. Realize that they have some reason you know nothing about, but something that has compelled them to be and do exactly what they're doing. This simple thought has helped me develop compassion for those I've had trouble understanding. And it's helped me to relate with many people because instead of spending a lot of time questioning why they've done whatever it is they've done and how I would do it differently, I just accepted it as something they needed to do. And in doing that, I took down a wall that I had erected that was keeping me from identifying with them. And because of that small change, there are many more people I feel comfortable with and loving towards, and they feel the same towards me. Everything you're learning here, including forgiveness, is to shift your energy field into one that will bring you more of what you want in life. When you forgive and have compassion, your energy field is more positive and attracts your good. Holding on to a grudge is like carrying a heavy weight. Forgiveness is releasing this weight. This is for you, not the person you're forgiving. You can choose to verbalize your forgiveness to the one you're forgiving if you so desire, but this really is for you. Now write down anyone you are not forgiving. Write the names of anyone you're holding a grudge towards because of something they've done or something you believe that they've done. And now if you can, a good way to bring about forgiveness is to imagine them as a little baby or child. So close your eyes and go into a relaxed state. And see this person as a little child. And you're the adult. Now bring this child onto your lap and look deeply into their eyes. Notice their innocence. Notice their childlike demeanor and their natural sweetness. And if that hasn't helped you to feel forgiving, then bring in their parents and use your imagination to see just what kind of a life they may have had that contributed toward their behavior, the things that you are challenged to forgive. Spend a little time on this exercise. Or you could remember back to a time when your relationship was in a better place, a time when you didn't hold a grudge. Affirm that this is what you want to feel, and if you actually feel it, this can work magic. Strangely, as Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at the things you look at change. You may find the relationship healing just because of the new way you're looking and thinking about it. Try it. It certainly can't hurt. Now write this down. What brings you a feeling of peace? Simply go into your memory and come up with at least three things that cause you to feel deeply peaceful. It may be looking at your sleeping baby. It may be lying in the warm sand on a sunny day at the beach. It may be taking a walk in the mountains. It may simply be relaxing on a Sunday morning with a cup of tea. This is very important. I want you to get the feeling of peace very clearly in your field. Write down anything, even a memory of a time when you felt extremely peaceful, and spend a moment remembering the feeling. You can always go back to that memory and the feelings when you need to. This is a heck of a lot better than taking a pill to calm down when you need to feel peace. It's free and always available to you, but it won't be available to you unless you practice. So be sure to do this exercise and write these things down. The reason I want you to clearly identify love, gratitude, appreciation, compassion, forgiveness, and peace is because I want you to have something positive and powerful you can easily put your attention on when you notice you're feeling negative. This will do so much for you. First of all, it will help stop you from going down that negative road, and it will change your energy so your manifestations will be positive. So when you're using the observer and you notice that you're thinking a thought that is going to bring you what you don't want, you can very easily access one of these positive thoughts and emotions. When your observer tells you that you're thinking something that is angry or hateful or victim-like, you can more easily switch gears. You'll have a storehouse filled with good things, good thoughts and feelings to put your attention on. That is the reason I've been having you do this. Now go back to the goals and desires I had you write down earlier. Go over them and pick the three that are most important to you. Don't worry about the others. There will be plenty of time to manifest them as well, but you have to start somewhere. And though I realize it may be challenging to pick three out of so many that you feel are important, just do it. So write down the first three. And this is the way I want you to write them. For example, if you want to attract a loving partner into your life, write something like the following. I am happily enjoying a loving and fulfilling relationship with the partner of my dreams. I am. And this is up to you to fine-tune and make it exactly what you want. These are just examples. Perhaps it would go something like this. I am happily married to the partner of my dreams, who is kind, understanding, and attractive. I am. Now let's say it's a financial goal. You could say something like, I am easily paying my mortgage or rent on time every month. I am. Or it could be, I am making $10,000 deposits into my bank account weekly. I am. You decide on the number. Or it could be something like, I am watching my financial portfolio grow, and now I'm grateful to see I've become independent and wealthy. I am. Maybe it has to do with your health or your weight. You could say something like, I am loving the way I look in my size 6 jeans. I am. Or it could be something like, I am feeling energized and full of life and able to do everything I need to with energy to spare. I am. Maybe your goal is for a particular thing, like a car, or even a pair of shoes. This is an idea of how you would phrase it. I am happy driving my brand new, you put in the make and model, I am. So now the idea here is to write your three goals in the way I've just described. You'll be writing them in the way I call the I ams. As you can see, first you're affirming that you have your goal, then with the additional I am, you are reaffirming. Now the next thing you do is equally magical. Write this down. Write a story with you in the story, having each of the goals. So you will be writing three different stories. Here is an example of how the story would go. I am peacefully sitting at my desk at work with a smile of complete happiness on my face. I just got off the phone with the partner of my dreams. We both declared our love, caring, and concern, and we really listened to each other with sensitivity and compassion. I'm thrilled because we share so many of the same values, and most of all, we really have a great and fun time together. My heart feels warm and overflowing with gratitude for this incredible, loving relationship. Now, the following is an example of how the story would go for something material. It's a beautiful, bright, and sunny day, and I'm excited to be taking a drive to the beach. I shower and dress in shorts and a sleeveless shirt and head out the door. Opening the garage, I see the sunlight glinting off my beautiful, you name the car and describe it. I run my hand over the smooth paint, enjoying the way it feels. As I open the door to get in, I immediately notice that wonderful new car smell. As I move to get in, the leather feels smooth on my thighs and the steering wheel has a perfect grip. I close the door, and it closes with a satisfying sound. Starting up the engine, I smile, knowing I have achieved my dream, and I have my car. I back slowly out of my driveway and pause at the edge, looking in both directions while I take the automatic top down. The sun is warm and comfortable, and I feel it on my shoulders. That feels so good. You see, that's the idea. I want you to write a very descriptive story about each of your goals and paint the picture with the things, the details, and the feelings that are important to you. One of my examples had a relationship and one had a convertible. Yours may not. Fill it with what you want and exactly what you want to see, feel, and have. Now, once you've completed your stories, I want you to close your eyes and put yourself into the picture. Simply close your eyes and do two things. Watch yourself in the picture and then look out of your own eyes as if you are in the picture. This is something that you can be doing often throughout the day. Anytime you have a quiet moment to yourself, keep filling in your stories with more and more detail. The more real and colorful you make it, the better it is for your achieving it. Certainly do it the first thing when you wake up and the last thing before you go to sleep, as well as your I ams. Bring the following into your morning and evening routine. Each morning, quiet down and meditate if you can and spend a few minutes doing your I am affirmations. And do that again at night as you fall asleep. While you are saying your I ams, use the story you've written and feel yourself in it. Remember, as Albert Einstein said, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. So use your imagination. Now it's time to prepare for a guided meditation, incorporating some of the qualities I mentioned earlier, like love, peace, compassion, and forgiveness. I want you to make sure you're allowing yourself enough time to complete this process without interruption. In order to reap the full benefits, you should honor this time just for you. And if it isn't a good time to do it now, make an appointment with yourself and come back to this later. In order to begin, you will center yourself by taking some nice deep cleansing breaths. Now close your eyes, intend to relax your body, and breathe in by inhaling through your nose, taking the air deeply into your diaphragm, your belly ballooning out slightly. Exhale slowly, and your belly should contract slightly. Your shoulders are not moving up around your ears, and your chest is not pumping in and out. This is all about the diaphragm. Once again, as you breathe in, your diaphragm balloons out. And as you exhale, your belly contracts slightly. Breathing in and breathing out. 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 As you listen to the instructions, continue this nice deep diaphragmatic breath. As you notice outside distractions or other thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe and watch your thoughts. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought, breathe, and simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Now we're going to do the 4-4 breath. Let's start. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Simply continue taking nice deep belly breaths, breathing in and breathing out, and listen to the sound of my voice. Just follow along with me. Now we're going to tune in to the energy field of your body. And as you follow along, you are watching your thoughts. Simply watching your thoughts as they come up. You're watching the thinker. There's no need to react. Simply watch the thought as it comes into your awareness. Don't fight it. Simply acknowledge it and breathe. We're now tuning into the inner energy field of your body. Starting with your feet, simply notice your feet upon the floor and breathe. Good. Now notice your ankles. Just notice your ankles and the energy inside your ankles. And take a breath. Now bring your attention up your calves, breathing now. Just intend to notice the feeling of energy radiating inside of your calves. Notice your shins and the muscle on the back of your calves. It may feel like a tingle or a buzz, but it's a pleasant feeling, an alive feeling. Just watching your thoughts. You don't have to react to them, just watch them and continue along with me. You're actually noticing your field of energy and just noticing your thoughts. They're not affecting you. You're observing them as they come into your awareness. And in this way of not fighting against them, they will leave as easily as they came. Now this energy field you're feeling is real. It's palpable. Simply intend to notice the feeling and breathe. And remember, you can't do this wrong. Just stay with me here and follow along. Now bringing your attention up to your knees, just notice the inner energy field of your knees and breathe. Now notice the muscles within your thighs. Just notice the way your thighs feel upon the chair and breathe. Watching your thoughts, you don't have to react to them. Simply watch them and continue along with me. Notice if you're judging this process. Just notice and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice and breathe. Breathe deeply into the belly and out of the belly. Just breathe and notice the buzz of energy moving in your body. This feels very pleasant, and remember, you can't do this wrong. Just stay with me. You'll get better and better at this with time and practice. Now notice your hips sitting in the chair. And bring your attention around to your pelvic bones. Just noticing your pelvic bones and breathe. Bringing your attention deeply into your belly. Simply breathe and feel the energy in your belly. Notice the temperature inside your belly. And if you feel like you're not noticing the energy, then just imagine that you're noticing it. It feels like movement inside and around the body, a vibration, and it almost feels the way you would imagine music to feel. And now breathe. Bringing your attention up into your diaphragm and breathe. Just intend to notice the feeling inside your diaphragm and notice the temperature. Watching your thoughts, no need to react to them. Just watch them and continue along with me. Are you judging this process? Simply notice, knowing you don't need to react to the thinker. Now bring your attention into your rib cage and notice the way it expands and falls as you breathe in and you breathe out. Now bring your attention around to your back, bringing your attention up your spine and notice your ribs in the back, expanding with the breath and contracting with the breath. Now you're bringing that energy up your back, all the way up to the base of your neck. Good. Now bring your attention into your shoulders and breathe. And now down your arms. Imagine you can feel the energy shooting down your arms and out your hands and fingers. It's a good energy. It's the energy of your body. Watching your thoughts now, you don't have to react to them. Simply watching the thinker and continue along with me. Now bring your attention around to your chest, breathing in and breathing out. Notice your heart beating within your chest. How lovely your beating heart is. Now your attention in your throat. Swallow and notice how that feels. Just swallow. And bring your attention up into your face, up into your chin and your jaw. Now your teeth and your tongue. Notice the feeling inside of your face. Good. Now breathe. Now back to the base of your skull and the back of your head. And you trace the energy up the back of your head all the way to the crown. And now notice the energy at the very top, the crown of your head. Simply notice and feel the crown of your head and breathe. Watching your thoughts now, you aren't reacting to them. You're simply watching them. And continue along with me. Now I want you to say the following affirmations along with me. Just listen the first time, and then we will say it a number of times together. I am love. I am. Now say it with me. I am love. I am. Remembering back now to earlier in this teaching when you came up with the names of those that you love. Remembering those people that you love and remembering that feeling, say again with me. I am love. I am. Seeing the faces of those that you love and those that you have loved. Seeing their eyes as if you're looking deeply into those loving eyes. Say it once again with me and feel it. I am love. I am. Good. Now let's go on to gratitude. Earlier, you thought of all the things you feel appreciation and gratitude for. Getting one or more of those things in your mind now, say, I am grateful. I am. Now say it with me with feeling. I am grateful. I am. Seeing in your mind's eye all that you are grateful for, and say again with me. I am grateful. I am. And once again, I am grateful. I am. Good. Now let's do forgiveness. Remembering back to those that you've felt forgiveness for, simply remember back to someone you have forgiven in the past. Remember that scene when you forgave them, where you were, and if you were with them, the feeling they projected when you forgave them. Most of all, remember the feeling of release that you felt when you forgave. If you don't have this in your memory, just imagine. You can't do this wrong. So listen first, and then say with me, I am forgiveness. I am. Now together. I am forgiveness. I am. Intend to feel it in your heart. I am forgiveness. I am. Once more. I am forgiveness. I am. Now let's move on to peace. Say with me, I am peace. I am. I am peace. I am. Now remember the three scenarios you came up with earlier that gave you peace. You may remember being at the beach or in the mountains, or gazing at your sleeping baby. Just get that scene in your imagination and let's say this together once again. I am peace. I am. I am peace. I am. Feeling that peaceful feeling throughout your body and your heart. Once again. I am peace. I am. Good. You did really good. Getting yourself comfortable now, bringing yourself back to this time and this place. Just listening to the sound of my voice and breathing. With your eyes still closed, begin to slowly move your head around upon your shoulders. Just lightly begin to move your head around upon your shoulders. Now dropping your chin down upon your chest, put your hands together. Beginning to lightly rub them together as if warming them. And now faster, causing a light friction. And with your eyes still closed, bring the palms of your hands up to your face. Covering your face and eyes now with your hands and noticing the contours of your face. Appreciating the contours of your face. Just you, appreciating you. Taking a nice deep breath now. And slowly allow the light to filter through your fingers. Gently opening your eyes and slowly getting accustomed to the light in the room. Bringing yourself back to the here and now. In this place. In this room. Good. You did good. As you do this meditation more and more, you will more easily and fully access the feelings of your inner energy field, and the I ams will become a part of your life. This will get better and easier as you practice. Congratulations! You've completed the entire Be Happy Now series. I've given you the tools you need to create your own happiness, and helped you to create a vibrational shift so that you're feeling happy. It's up to you to use these teachings and techniques, and you'll find yourself becoming happier and happier, and life working easily for you. For some, the concepts may be new, and repetition can be the key to understanding. Feel free to listen to the teachings again and again. Be patient with yourself. Continue putting one foot in front of the other, and don't ever give up. You can do this.
You've been listening to Be Happy Now with Lorraine Gordon. For more inspirational teachings, free downloadable materials, as well as personalized one-on-one coaching with Lorraine, visit yourhappinessway.com. That's yourhappinessway.com. Lorraine Gordon can also be heard on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, playing on demand with a new show every week, starting on Sunday at loaradionetwork.com. That's LOARadioNetwork.com. And be sure to visit Lorraine's Facebook page at facebook.com/yourhappinessway. That's facebook.com/yourhappinessway.